Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
UAW!
Respect!
The United Auto Workers began their fourth week of strikes on Monday after talks with General Motors fell apart over the weekend. 46,000 union workers in 10 states went on strike back in September over issues including wages, closed plants, and health care. The strike has led GM to furlough thousands of employees in Canada, Mexico, and in a number of U.S. states. Phoebe Wall Howard is a reporter for the Detroit Free Press, and she joins me now. Phoebe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tanzina.
So the strikers, what are their main demands?
The main demands are accommodations for healthcare coverage, temporary workers, and in progression. So in short, you have the amount of time it takes to get to a top wage. In 2007, someone starts at $17 an hour. It takes them 8 years to get to $28. They want to shorten that time frame that was created after the Great Recession. Secondly, you've got healthcare coverage. General Motors has initially asked that GM workers pick up 15% of the cost as opposed to 3% today. So that's a big pivot, and that's being discussed. And lastly, perhaps most important, the issue of temporary workers, workers in the plants who work for 2, 3, 4 years with no job security and limited or no benefits, working side by side with people earning twice as much and profit sharing.
So, Phoebe, what types of jobs are the workers who are striking generally doing, and how are they doing financially while they're not working?
Financially, they're collecting $250 a week strike pay. That is provided by the UAW, and that is provided with union dues for members all over the United States. As far as jobs, these are jobs on the line. These are drivers in the plant, materials handlers, people who manufacture the popular Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra. It is building trucks and cars.
Now, what happened with the latest negotiations? Why did they fall apart?
Well, you had everything seemingly moving forward very smoothly, and the union said that they presented a comprehensive package, and the company then reportedly rejected that package. It was perceived to be a hardball play. This is two sides working very, very hard. This is a four-year contract to get what they want, and when GM announced that they would not be responding, then the UAW said, basically, we're not giving up. We're digging in. And the worker said, we will be out here as long as it takes, and forecasted as far as December. The company is concerned because people who have the vehicles today are having trouble getting parts. So you have them taking for repairs their vehicles and having to get rental cars because the manufacturer can't get the parts needed. In addition, all the profits are booked when vehicles come off the line, not when they're sold at dealerships. So this is an estimated $1 billion hit for General Motors.
Does General Motors also is General Motors also sort of digging in its heels because they expect that ultimately these jobs that we're talking about might be automated?
Absolutely. That is one of many issues. They will say that they have to be competitive with non-union automakers, non-Detroit 3. And for example, they say the temporary workers are essential to that competition. And then also moving into autonomous and electric vehicles, that they say that takes far fewer workers. Again, this is a four-year contract and it is a legal agreement.
Phoebe, you've spoken to a number of folks who are picketing who are striking at UAW, and that was tape that you were able to get us there from Flint, Michigan. What's the human toll of this strike, not just on the picket line, but also more broadly in Michigan?
What's happening on the picket line is it's a tremendous anxiety, exhaustion, and stress. The families will say that the adults in the family, as well as the children, aren't sleeping as well as they should. Again, tremendous anxiety, looking at budgets for food and clothing and different things. The unions and area businesses throughout Michigan have put together pantries for non-perishables and things like that. Families will say they view meatloaf and potato dinners today as a luxury, that a hot meal is not to go beyond bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches at dinner time. You have families with white-collar and blue-collar workers in single families. This is taking a toll with both of them. We've had calls from all over the country, and particularly California, saying that the strike is very important to America. And the workers themselves will say, we are America. We are the future. And what we are fighting for goes way beyond auto workers. This is about wages and benefits in the United States.
Are they too late, Phoebe, with that fight? I mean, this is an industry that has been suffering for quite some time, despite the efforts from the federal government to revive it. I mean, quite frankly, everything that we talked about earlier in terms of automation, electric cars, and international competition has really put an enormous amount of pressure on the industry. So is it a little bit unrealistic for the workers to expect much to change at this point?
Well, I think the workers have said and continue to say, and in fact, Pastor Martin said in church in Flint, where more than 150 people gathered, and they're there every Sunday, and he talks about not being angry, but about being focused. What those workers will say is they are willing to take cuts. They are willing to take hits. They have done it. But they will also say this is a multi-billion dollar industry making record profits today. And what they will also ask is, why is the CEO of General Motors earning more than twice the pay package of both Volkswagen and Toyota? Those are the number one and two best-selling vehicle companies in the world. They will say, why is the company we're negotiating with able to find so much for compensation for the CEO and asking the people at the very, very bottom to take hits? They'll also point out that non-union shops will often match wages of union workers to keep those shops from unionizing. So these are complicated issues that aren't limited to the auto companies, but they're very important. And they will say, when you're making record profits, is it really a time to scale back or say it's not possible?
Phoebe, the UAW is in its own crisis, we should say. They're facing corruption allegations and an ongoing corruption investigation. Where does that stand?
It is ongoing, and it doesn't look to end anytime soon. It has been the corruption at the UAW International, based in Detroit, has been devastating for workers and devastating to those loyal to the union. So the money that has been embezzled and misused is not union dues money, but it is money that came from companies meant to train workers. And so that investigation has been ongoing for years. The guilty pleas, the convictions, in fact, the current president and the immediate past president had their homes raided by the FBI and IRS. Again, these are ongoing, continuing investigations and exceptionally upsetting to the members.
Phoebe Wall Howard is a reporter at the Detroit Free Press. Phoebe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.